Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name is Nick Twidell. I'm the chief market analyst. And as always, we'll be bringing you up to date with all the scheduled events coming up on the macroeconomic calendar, how they're going to move markets, and where we see those trading opportunities coming up in the next five stroke six trading days. As always, and there's a very good reason why I do this on a Sunday night, plenty going on in the markets, even over the weekend, and we cannot even start to look at this week ahead without acknowledging the escalation in the conflict in the Middle East. The US, and most people will have heard of this, I'm fairly sure, US joining Israel in attacking Iranian nuclear facilities. President Trump announced it to the nation and, of course, to the world just a few hours ago. Markets, of course, majority of markets are closed. We're expecting to see some big moves on the Asian morning open here on Monday. Expect to see gold pushing higher, oil pushing higher, probably the dollar, and maybe haven currencies like the yen, like the Swiss. And just expect very volatile trading conditions. So in addition to that, of course, looking back over the last week, had a fair few updates. Central banks right front and centre. We got pretty much expected moves from all of the major central banks. We did get a surprise cut from the Norwegian Central Bank. Bank of Japan held, the Federal Reserve held, Bank of England held, and we got a cut from the Swiss National Bank, taking them down to zero interest rates. So the first of the major central banks back down to zero since COVID. So plenty going on in the markets last week anyway, without the additional geopolitical factors. The main front and centre has been, of course, what's been going on in the Middle East. But also bear in mind, we've got tariff deadlines coming up soon as well. So we're expecting updates from President Trump and the US administration on tariffs as well. So plenty of opportunities coming in the week for volatility. And Monday morning, it looks like it's going to kick off in a fairly lively fashion, and that's probably going to continue for most of the week. So in summary, the upcoming week, there is a good mix. There's going to be geopolitical influences. We've got plenty of central bankers speaking, a lot of Fed members, including Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, testifying before Senate. And we've got plenty of decent data as well, including some key US data. So as always, I'll run you through on a day-by-day basis what's coming up, what we've got expected, and where markets for move. But yep, number one, first up on Monday, certainly expecting some moves on that open as the market prices in these fresh updates and the US entry into this conflict in the Middle East. On the event calendar, actually not too much in the Asian session due, but over the rest of the course of the day, we've got that day where we get like a raft of flash manufacturing PMI and services PMI data across most of the jurisdictions. We do get the Aussie numbers. They tend not to move the market too much, but certainly the French, German, EU and UK ones all coming out in the London session, they do move markets if they come off expectations. And we have got the US data coming through once New York opens. That's followed up with the existing home sales as well. So plenty going on there, but I suppose we have to caveat that expect these geopolitical updates, expect this conflict in the Middle East to dominate market moves. But longer term traders will be keeping an eye on this data. It is key tier one data. So there we go. Monday should be very volatile, I would expect. Later in the day as well, we do hear from, as I said, we hear from central bankers. I think there's a central bank conference in Prague. Fed members Bowman, Goolsbee, Kugler, Williams are all speaking. German Buber president Nagel is also speaking off in Europe. So plenty of updates there. But I think, once again, unless they are talking about geopolitical updates, which I suspect they will not, expect their comments to be largely ignored by the greater considerations in the market. So there you go. That's Monday. Gosh, I'm exhausted just talking about it. Tuesday, plenty going on. Again, not much coming out in the Asian session. We do get the Bank of Japan's core CPI number. That's largely second tier to what comes later in the week, which is the Tokyo CPI. Into the London session, we do get the German IFO business climate number, expected to come out 88.2. Keep an eye on that. We do see moves in the euro off the back of that. And then when New York opens, the focus does move north of the border, key Canadian CPI numbers. So headline CPI expected to show a 0.5% month-on-month increase. Keep an eye on that one as well. The loonie will move if we see anything significantly off that expected print. So that's, and once again, caveat everything, the geopolitical updates will be coming thick and fast, we feel, during all of these sessions. Wednesday, relatively quiet in the Asian session again, but this is the day we get the big updates from, first of all, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. He's testifying before the House of Lords. But then the big one that could really move market, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies in front of Congress and the Senate. Obviously, a lot of pressure on him from the current US administration and President Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I think we're mostly clear after last week's Fed meeting and updates since then, but it's going to be, it could move markets and it could move them fairly quickly. We've also got US data in the form of the consumer confidence number expected to come out 99.1 and the Richmond Manufacturing Index coming in at -7. But once again, I think that Jerome Powell testimony has probably got the more impactful potential there. On to... And it's kind of tiring just going through all of this at the moment, isn't it? It's on to Wednesday. Early focus on Australian markets. So it's a lot of inflation data out this week. So CPI data out in Australia, that year-on-year number expected to come in at 2.4%. Still above where the RBA would like to see it. And obviously, we're getting fairly volatile numbers out of Australia at the moment. So keep an eye on that. Should see some big moves in the Aussie. Later in the day, nothing really out in Europe, but we get the second testimony from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Doesn't tend to be as impactful because he's kind of said the same thing the first day, but anything new can and will move markets. We've also got the new home sales data out of the US and their weekly crude oil inventory numbers, which have been moving markets because they have been flying around a bit. But given what we've already probably going to see in terms of volatility from crude oil early in the week, may not have as much of an impact as normal. Into Thursday, it's very quiet in Asia really this week, apart from a few key pieces of data. So nothing again on Thursday in the Asian session. European session, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey is speaking again. So we do get a fair update from him over this week. He doesn't normally speak too much. He's at the British Chamber of Commerce Global Annual Conference in London. I would expect probably his testimony early in the week to be more impactful, similar to Jerome Powell, in fact. But when we hit the New York session, some key US data coming through, and it's a big data dump all in one. So the quarterly final GDP number, that's coming out -0.2 quarter on quarter expected. Weekly unemployment claims, they're up to 247 expectation. Durable goods and core durable goods numbers out as well. Those durable goods month-on-month number expected to come in at 6.8%. Keep an eye on that. That's also been a volatile set of data recently as well. And then that's followed up by pending home sales data out of the US month-on-month expected to show a 0.1% increase. So plenty coming through on the data front on Thursday. And then we hit Friday and it's kind of slightly quieter, but a big inflation influence again, and probably the biggest data comes out later in the day when we get the US numbers. So Asian markets, we get that Tokyo core CPI, the year-on-year number expected to show 3.4% increase. So that's obviously not quite part, and that's one of the core considerations for the Bank of Japan at the moment. We know they're keeping a very close eye on that inflation that's been pushing higher for a while. The London session sees the Spanish flash CPI. That's expected to come in dead on 2%, which is more in line with what most central banks are looking for. And then we hit that New York open and the Fed's favoured inflation indicator, the core PCE price index. That month-on-month number is expected to come in with just a 0.1% increase. Anything off that, we'll see Fed rate cut expectations move and therefore markets move. Also got Canadian GDP out at the same time. That's expected to come out flat, but expect that core PCE number to really dominate sentiment. Caveat that, of course, over all of these sessions with any geopolitical updates, any trade updates, probably going to trump some of the data coming through. But that data will have an influence for longer term traders as well. We round out the week with the revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectation numbers. They're the revised number. They don't have as much impact as the earlier ones. That core PCE number on Friday could really move markets, but overall expect these updates on the conflict in the Middle East and anything we get on trade tariffs coming from President Trump and the US administration, that they're probably going to dominate moves, but plenty of other things going on. So good luck trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. And look forward to hearing from you again. Cheers.